Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. A new study raising alarm about the East teens with histories of mental illness or suicidal acts to have access to guns in their homes. Study found that 41% of teens in a home with a firearm had easy access to weapons, and that the percentage was the same among teens who suffer from mental health problems or who try to kill themselves or thought about it. Suicide, the second leading cause of death for teens, and having a firearm in the home is one of the risk factors for suicide. This is Radio MD News. An American healthcare worker who experienced a high risk of exposure to the Ebola virus while in Sierra Leone flown to a hospital in Nebraska for observation and possible treatment. The patient, who officials said was not showing symptoms of infection, was taken to the hospital's patient care unit for 3 weeks for observation. The hospital has treated 3 patients who contracted Ebola overseas. Avian influenza has been found in a backyard poultry flock in southeast Washington after previously showing up in wild birds in the northwest part of the state. But state officials say there's no immediate public health concern. State Agricultural Department officials say Friday the virus has not been found in commercial poultry in Washington or elsewhere in the U.S. They say the virus poses no apparent threat to humans, but highly pathogenic strains can be deadly to domestic poultry and sometimes to wild birds. Health officials in Pennsylvania announcing the end to a measles scare at the Please Touch Museum in Philadelphia and at a nearby pharmacy. The health department initially announced that the person who was likely had the measles may have exposed people to the highly contagious disease at the Please Touch Museum in Philadelphia Monday, but the person has tested negative for the virus. Initial measles exposure alert came as health officials recorded 20 measles outbreaks nationwide over the past year. For Radio MD News, I'm Jim Miller. For Health Talk 24/7, you can log on to radiomd.com.